Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens. Welcome to TC Live. We are presented all week by our friends at Prudential. Here is what's coming up on the big show. It is day two of the Billie Jean King Cup in Spain, the host nation in action, plus former champs, and a look ahead to Team USA's Tango tomorrow. Less than a week from the ATP Finals, who's got the best backhand in Turin? Our experts make their picks, and we have a consensus number one. Plus, Tennis Channel's going box office. Find out where Nick Kyrgios is taking his talents next week. It is a new role for the Aussie superstar. With that, we say hello and welcome to TC Live. Great to have you here with us. As Chanda just said, Weissman, Pereira, Rubin on set. I love that energy from you, Chanda.
I don't know. I was channeling my Steve Weissman.
that was amazing.
I don't know, but I feel it.
We were pumped for that match.
Right? She the North. Layla Annie Fernandez awesome. Gets it done in two. That was impressive.
It was. I'm so happy for Canadian tennis. Disappointment for the home team in Sevilla, but both Canadian girls all playing today, their best matches of their career. I've never seen them play that good.
Yeah, it was just impressive. Obviously, you know, out of the gate, you had Marina Stakusic, who we wondered how would she come out and play in this kind of setting, making her debut. And boy, did she represent, came out ready to play. And that was huge, getting Canada off to that one love lead. So a lot of fun. I feel like I've had some coffee.
It had that
I don't
energy.
Even drink espresso, and I feel like
hyped.
I had one.
It was hyped. It was nitro. It was good stuff. All right, we will get to the Canadian highlights in a bit. But first, let us start with the 2019 champs, France. Continuing their quest for a fourth title, facing four-time winners Italy this morning. Captain Garbine of Italy said every time they wear this Italian skirt, they are able to find the energy. Maybe they don't find in normal tournaments, and Martina Trevisan, Chanda, found that against Elise Cornet.
Yeah, she lost the first set and came roaring back, was able to take that second set 6-2, got up the early break Trevisan did here in the third set, and she's a feisty player. She's a great mover. She also has that lefty spin. She can get the angles, and she used it nicely against the veteran, a veteran just like her in Elise Cornet. And what a win. Again, getting off to a good start, and she's dancing.
Breaking it down. Oh, yeah. That's her first ever win against Cornet, fourth meeting. Then it was Jasmine Paolini facing Caroline Garcia. Paolini has a losing record in King Cup play, but got her last win against somebody from France, Chanda.
Yeah, and this, again, started as a complete battle over an hour long for that first set. And surprisingly, it was Paolini who took it in the tiebreak. But Garcia, we figured she'd settle in, she'd fight back, and she absolutely did. She's a big match player. But in the third, Paolini, using her competitive fire, using her speed around the court, she's quick off the first step, and that forced a few more errors from Garcia. And in the end, she got the win. 2-love for Italy.
Yeah, kaboom for Paolini. France did take the doubles. Italy wins the match 2-1. Host nation Spain taking on this Canadian team, trying to reach the semifinals for the second time this week. And Nico, it started with the 18-year-old debutante Marina Stakusic leading the way for Canada against Rebecca Masarova.
Doesn't play at the WTA level. She was playing the 65-ranked player in the world in Rebecca Masarova. But what a win from the 18-year-old Marina Stakusic. Best win of her career to the delight of her team. She crushed Masarova in a little bit over an hour. Unexpected. And as we go into the rubber number two, the home team with the back against the wall. Layla Fernandez doing it up against Sara Sorribes Tormo. On paper, a very close match, and on the court, even closer. Can you believe it? 3 set points for Sorribes Tormo in that first set tiebreaker, and Fernandez storms back to take it. Sorribes Tormo had a 5-2 lead in that second set. Fernandez comes back, takes it to a tiebreaker, where Sorribes again has two set points to even it out. But Leyla Fernandez fights on. What a gritty performance by both players. It's one of those matches that you say, wow, why does it have to be a winner? There you see the clock in the back. Yes, that's almost 3 hours of play, and we're in the second set. Match point and the victory for Fernandez and Canada that stunned their home team in Sevilla.
So tough from Leyla Fernandez, getting it done in straight sets. So Canada gets the win, Italy as well, as we take a look at the group standings so far. And then, of course, you see the United States. They have not played yet because they make their first match tomorrow. Take a look at who we have going for the USA, their roster. Got some big names. Don't have the top three players in the world, but we do have Danielle Collins, who has made a major final. Sloane Stephens and Sophia Kennan, who have both won majors. Taylor Townsend, a double specialist up to a career high. And Peyton Stearns, former NCAA champion, Chanda.
Yeah, this is, I think, a solid lineup for Captain Kathy Rinaldi. Look at players who are in form. A lot of times that determines who you put in the lineup for the actual matches. She's got some good options. And then, of course, the doubles. Just excited to see how the U.S. comes out right out of the gate.
All right, looking forward to that one against Switzerland tomorrow and Friday. We go to Metz for some men's action. 250 Italian Fabio Fognini looking to make his first quarterfinal since last April, Nico, facing Alexander Bublik.
And look who's back. Two of the most mercurial characters in the ATP Tour, they had it going. Bublik here at match point in the second set. Incredulous at what was going on. And Fognini, in the typical Italian fashion, fights off two match points. As you see, the underhand serve by Bublik at match point. It would be a third set decider. Fabio Fognini, you know how he likes to keep everybody guessing. Here you have him at match point, casually putting that ball away. And surprises Bublik, who has been playing great tennis. Fognini had a couple of ankle surgeries earlier this year, but he's making it back in hopes of making a comeback next season.
Match point, underarm serve. That is a choice. Tough finish here for Stan Wawrinka, the oldest player in the top 100, facing someone half his age, Chanda, in Frenchman Luka Van Aasche.
And Wawrinka got off to a good start, really using his experience, the weapons in his arsenal, and he was able to take that first set 6-3. The second set was a tighter affair. It came down to the tiebreak here. Wawrinka with double match point. He turns his ankle, Steve, just a little nick. It got stuck on the court. And you could see it there again. Those types of steps can sometimes do the most damage. We thought Wawrinka would be okay, but he could not continue. After Van Aasche impressively able to close out the second set, he didn't panic, he didn't get ahead of himself. Yeah. That missed shot and Stan Wawrinka was done. So unfortunate to see him have to pull the ripcord, but you understand, hopefully he can be healthy. He's had some injuries, hopefully he can be healthy for the next season.
Taking a look at the draw in Metz. We got Fognini taking on Lorenzo Sonego, Hugo Humbert, the all-French matchup at the bottom as well. Pierre-Hugues Herbert taking on Van Aasche. Corinne Khachanov is in there, Shevchenko as well. Who do you like making the Final Four, Nico?
Look at that. All the countries collide there. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to go with Humbert. He's playing at home. He's playing really well. His serve is firing on all cylinders. I like his chances this week.
So tough for Stan Wawrinka, who's had a great comeback season to finish. I mean, you're up a set. You got two match points, and at that moment to turn your ankle.
Yeah, it was tough. It was, he had the match point on his serve. He turned his ankle, lost that point, and then after that, the advantage really went to Van Aasche with his serve and how well he was playing. I mean, he got it to the tiebreak. He was right there with Wawrinka, so he gets an opportunity to move forward, but we wish Stan the best.
We certainly do. 38-year-old Stan Wawrinka. That brings us to a new segment here on TC Live. It's a pop quiz. Y'all ready for this? I haven't been in school in a minute.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know, Steve.
All right, Chanda, you're always ready. Come on.
Pop quiz time. So Stan Wawrinka, 38. So the question is, how many players in the top 100 are 35 or older? Nico, you first.
35 or older, I'm going to have to go with four, five.
Chanda?
Who are over
35 or older. Yeah, in the top 100 right now.
Top 100.
Nico says five.
He says five? Oh. I'm going to say...
He was wrong, by the
way. I'm going to say four.
You're going to go four.
Yeah.
Ooh. The answer is eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
I took the under.
The whole bunch.
I just took the under.
The whole bunch of them. Eight of them. All right. Question number two. Alexander Bublik, we saw him with the underarm serve. He actually has the second highest ace percentage this year. That's how many aces you get per 100 serves. Who has the highest ace percentage? Chand, I'll start with you on this one.
Highest ace percentage.
Yeah, so amount of aces per 100 serves.
I got that, Steve. Okay. I was just giving myself time. Yeah,
more time.
My understanding wasn't bad, just my knowledge.
Who do you think?
I'm going to go with Sinner.
Okay, Yannick Sinner, that is not correct. Nico?
Hubie Hurkacz.
Wow. Yes, you are correct. That's really impressive.
That's good, right?
Within your ear, you're just like, no. Wealth of knowledge.
No
there.
Cheating, Steve.
That's amazing.
No
by the cheating. Way, 16.7%. So that's nearly
amazing.
17.
He has improved tremendously in that department, and that's been the difference.
Yeah. Yep. I Isner didn't play a full season, so yeah. Maybe.
And Kyrgios didn't play, well. Will probably be higher.
Yep, yeah. Well, that's.
Yeah. That's what we'll
through there.
Have him here
all right, Chandy, you're going to. Who is the player with the top percentage holding serve, do you think, on the ATP Tour? I'll start with Nico so you have some more time.
Yeah, don't look at me, Steve. I don't know.
Holding serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highest percentage holding serve. Alcaraz?
No.
Holding serve.
Holding serve. So not a, just holding serve. Like the most amount, highest percentage. It's around 90%.
Definitely
that this
not
guy
Alcaraz.
Holds
I mean,
serve.
That's not a good answer.
A little shade there.
Thank you, partner.
No, just kidding. No. I would say Djokovic, but I don't think that's it.
It's not. So I'll just tell
Tsitsipas?
You that. Yes! Yeah, we all right. We got two winners. Well, great job. Yes, all right.
She had two answers.
No.
She said, I don't know what it is. And I just confirmed it. Your mind is right.
You owe me that one. I'll take it.
You're good in my book.
That's why they're the experts. Coming up, we will have the best backhand in Turin. Who do they think it is? Yesterday, there was a lot of talk on social media, passionate responses about what we had to say about forehands. We'll talk about backhands. Who's the best? Who's the best in Italy? Could it be that guy? Don't go anywhere. Here is the field of players headed to Italy. By the way, Tsitsipas made headlines this week for saying, quote, I would consider the ATP Finals probably a bigger thing than a slam. That's blasphemous, right, Chanda?
I gotta question that statement. But yeah, that's. I mean, I get why he's saying it, because that's the tournament that's coming up.
And the one he won, and he hasn't won a slam. But to say that this is bigger than a slam, Nico, that's.
Listen, this is a guy with a vivid imagination. there is no chance. You know, you can say that statement with a straight face.
Okay. All right. Well, every day this week, we are picking the best shots from this field. Yesterday, we did forehands. Today, we're going to give you your top three backhands coming out of Turin. Chanda, as we did yesterday, we'll start with number three for you.
Number three for me is Zverev. Okay. I think he has got a terrific backhand. He can hit it on a dime. He can hit pretty much to any spot in the court, and even on the move, that I think is the true test of a great shot. Can you hit it when you're under pressure? And he can come up with the goods against some of the best in the world.
All right, number three is Sasha Zverev. Who's your three and two?
Chanda. Again, it was very tight. It was a very close call in my number three, but I go with Zverev as well. Yeah, it's tremendous.
When
he is on that backhand, it's just very penetrating. He can do the slice really well. He has improved the volley on that side, and the return is just very solid. So
all right, I'll go with him. Zverev is three for both of y'all. Yep. Who's your number two?
I have to go with Carlitos. You know, I like the feel. I like the power. When he's standing right on top of the ball, I like how firm he is and how much he can trust it under pressure. So for me, he's number two.
That's Zverev, Alcaraz, Chanda. Time to round it out. After Zverev, who's your two and one?
Number two is Medvedev.
Yeah.
It's an interesting looking shot, but it can withstand anything you throw at it. The Medvedev backhand, he's also
really good out of the corners, hitting that shot, fighting the angle. So he's my number two. And my number one, Steve, mm-hmm. I got to go with Djokovic. It's hard to leave him off any list. I did yesterday, I think,
yeah.
on the forehand side. But Djokovic, his backhand, I'd pick that shot number one for me.
Best backhand in turn, best backhand in the world. Who do you have, Nico?
I mean, these guys are all so good, but I agree with Chanda, with Djokovic as the number one. That's the reason why he's the GOAT. That's the reason why he's winning so much. And the backhand return of Djokovic is just something that he hits it so pure every time in the middle of the strings. It's just something to behold.
That is good stuff. So you both agree there. Let's see what the control room has to say and what I have to say here. I agree right. with both of you in terms of Novak Djokovic being number one. I've got Sasha Zverev at two and Medvedev at three. Our friends that do a great job every day in the control room have Alcaraz at two,
all right.
Medvedev at three. I mean, to me, Zverev, Djokovic, they both changed direction like you saw your ex walking into a bar. It is just insane what they can do. It is, since we all agree here, Djokovic number one. Best backhand of all time, Chanda, Novak Djokovic?
Potentially, but you know, Steve, I want to know why you're running away. Why are you turning around at the bar?
Oh, you don't want to see them.
Come on.
Come on.
You headed the other direction.
Head on. Yeah.
Yeah. Headed the other direction. Djokovic, best all time?
I think so. I mean, this guy, the game has evolved so much, and he's just kept up pace and even improved. So you would have to say that Djokovic is the best of all time. Although Rafa, being a righty, has a bit of an advantage, but I think Djokovic.
How about that? We all agree. Everybody agrees it's Novak Djokovic. On social media, we'll see if somebody chimes in and says, how did you leave out Stefano Tsitsipas?
I'm sure we're leaving somebody out, but, you know, it's what it is.
We know someone that wanted to put Tsitsipas at the top of that list.
Yeah, for forehands. Yeah. Or backhands. I know exactly who you're talking about. All right, coming up, we got more impressions for you here on TC Live. Find out who's this guy, or maybe that guy. Is there a certain tell in here? These are pretty good. Don't go anywhere. TC Live, The Impression Show, next.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Chanda, Nico, Steve back on TC Live as we head to Bulgaria. Sofia, another 250 event on the ATP Tour. A couple of young guns, Nico, Lorenzo Musetti and Jack Draper.
Two 21-year-olds going at it. Tight first set with Draper gutting it out there. Draper out a couple of months with a shoulder issue. Seems to be coming back strong. Musetti here at the start of the second. Had a great season himself. Looking a little bit upset there, but Draper, one of those guys that wasn't the up and up at the start of this year, had some physical issues, but coming back strong, upsets the Italian. 9 quarterfinals for Musetti in a very good 2023 season. Not good enough today.
Next year gonna be big, I think, for Jack Draper. Maybe even this week. Maybe he can go all the way to the final here. Tough matchup coming up. We got Mannarino at the bottom as well. He's looking to finish French number one in the world. Depends also what goes down in Metz.
Very strange day today with match points for Bublik and lost it. Then we had the Wawrinka situation with match points. And then we had this one. Sebastian Baez, the number four seed, up easily over Kotov. 6-3, 5-3, served for the match, couldn't do it. First game of the third set, retires with cramps on both calves. Very strong. So we have some seeds left here, but I agree with you. This could be the week for Draper.
All right, we will find out. Time now for our Prudential tournament summary. How about the Turkish delight? Ilkel Ilmatic over there in Sofia gets a big upset against Max Purcell. ATP announcing more than $33 million in bonus pool money for this year. That is good for the big players. And then Viva Italia cruising past France, Italy does in the Billie Jean King Cup. Time to see what's trending on social media. We got some big news. Nick Kyrgios is making his Tennis Channel debut next week. That is right. He will be calling matches, joining me, Courier, and Roddick on TC Live as well. Nico, what do you think of Nick Kyrgios joining Tennis Channel?
Oh, that is awesome. His manager, Stu Duguay, he lives here in L.A., and I just love his takes on things. I want to see how Nick battles it out, dukes it out with our stars here on a big week at Tennis Channel, but it should be fun.
This is going to be a big week. Any advice for Nick, Channa? That's some stars in the house. I might actually have to tune in for the first time.
For the first time.
Oh, come on, Channa.
No, I got it on all the time. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. We always are interested in hearing Nick Kyrgios and some of his takes on tennis. I'm going to be very interested to see how, you know, he brings the honesty that he brings, but also with the understanding of how tough it is out there on the court. So it should be a lot of fun, especially when we see TC Live. I'm looking forward to it.
Cannot wait. Welcome to the fam, Nick. We are pleased to have you with us. Maybe you could ask Big Banks, Chris Eubanks, for some advice. Of course, he went from TC commentator to Wimbledon quarterfinalist, top 30 player this year. Last night, that's Big Banks hitting the golden spike for Atlanta United FC in the MLS playoffs, Nico. And they got a win after Big Banks was there.
That is awesome to see Chris having the time of his life. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. One of the best stories in tennis. He says he improved so much on the court because of the takes he got on the screen working here at TC. I love Chris having a great time playing some awesome tennis. Can't wait for next season.
That is good stuff. The golden spike for our guy, Chris Eubanks. Meantime, we know Serena Williams is an icon, but it is now official, Chanda. Serena, the first athlete to receive the Fashion Icon Award from the CDFA. What, is this your favorite Serena look? Do you have a favorite Serena look?
I've got a lot of favorite Serena looks, and I love this for her. She has been a fashion icon, certainly over the course of her tennis career, and then afterwards, she's still, you know, making moments with what she's putting on. She brings so many eyes to whatever it is she's doing, and I think that was the case on the court. One of my favorite Serena outfits was probably the jean skirt dress that she wore with the high black boots. She had the wrap around her calves. It made it look like boots. I love that look in particular, but there's so many.
I mean, she changed the game, changed the sport completely on the court, and then changed it style-wise as well. Congratulations, Serena.
Congrats, Serena.
Fashion Icon Award, absolutely. All right, back to our impressions, Nico. This is our first one. This is our guy Stelios Kontsaris doing his best impressions of ATP stars. Do you know who this one is?
That's LeRoge.
LeRoge. Roger Federer. Yeah, Chanda.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Love it.
What was
great
the
job.
Good. That's good.
That best thing he did there was what?
I love the slice. I mean, he got it down pat. That is channeling Roger Federer all the way.
How about the twirl before the return? That's pretty good.
Serve was pretty spot on. All right, next one we got here. And this is Chanda.
No, Nico's winning everything, okay? So
now you're gonna know this one. I feel like you will. Serve kind of gives it away. Grunt even.
He'll be here next week.
What do you think, Chanda?
I cannot, Steve. I cannot. My brain is fried.
He's gonna be on TC Live next
right,
week.
Right.
That doesn't look like him to me.
Oh, it doesn't look like him. Okay. Nick Kyrgios? No?
Look at the walk.
Well, we'll play this for Nick next week. See if he.
What is that one did. Hold on. Okay. Wait. I needed to see the whole thing. Okay. I mean, yeah. It doesn't.
No?
Nah.
Okay. Not into it. I don't know what the bandana around the neck is. Like, I don't think he ever wears that.
Yeah.
The surf's pretty good.
You know. You probably want like a
sleeveless look. It's an A for effort.
The spinning of the racket for sure. I saw that.
Yeah. Gotta catch the little things.
Channa, we'll get you a nap soon enough. Upcoming schedule here on Tennis Channel, Billie Jean King Cup, Sofia, Mets, and of course, ATP Finals starting on Sunday. Nick Kyrgios up in the house. Hot shot after a quick break. Bring us back with last names from breaks. Do it for the people.
Steve, I did it for you once.
I don't think you need it again.
It was so hot, though. That's why I waited
like
for
it?
The hot shot.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Okay. Weissman, Ruben, Pereira.
That's all that matters.
Almost as hot as this from Fabian Marjan, Nico.
Bautista Agut and Marjan tied in a very tight match out there today, 3 hours. But look at that shot over Roberto's head with ease.
It's a rare case where the hot
fluid
shot also wins the match. It's a big win.
Very fluid.
Remember, he beat Alcaraz earlier this year. That was like crazy upset. All right, here's our lineup coming up on a Thursday, 4 a.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. Pacific. Get up early with us here on Tennis Channel for Center Court. Some good matchups. The all-Italian one. Who you got there between Sonego and Fognini?
I'm thinking Sonego. He's playing very well. Fognini just back from injury. Played a very long match today against Bublik. I want to see how he recovers, but I'm going to give the edge to the younger guy.
All right, Chanda, it is time to talk about Team USA playing their first match in the Billie Jean King Cup of this year, taking on Switzerland. You're Captain Cathy Rinaldi right now. Who are your two singles players?
You know, I'm thinking initially Sophia Kenin. She's the higher-ranked player. That makes it a lot easier. Plus, she's the more informed player, has had some nice recent results of late in September, going into October. I think the other player, you probably got to go with Danielle Collins. I mean, she understands how to play in these big match situations, team events. She's going to bring you that competitiveness you need. So I'm thinking maybe those two just at the top. She's got options, though.
She does have options. Kenin and Collins, who you got?
I like it. I like Chanda's choices, and I think Canada is one of those opponents that she can afford to make a bit of a mistake.
Switzerland tomorrow.
Try him out. Switzerland, excuse me.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one.
Okay. All right. Kenin Collins, and then maybe you put Tay-Tay in there with Sloan.
Oh, for sure.
Doubles.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put Peyton Stearns wherever you want. She's got a lot of options, and we'll have all the highlights for you tomorrow on TC Live. For Chanda, Nico, our entire team, I'm Steve Weissman. Thanks for watching the show.